You know, like men when they cry in the
scenario, how do y'all cry?
They go like, oh, I got something in my eye. Dish and that. Lisa the Mishra, I think it's time to up the views. Dish and that needs to get a little clickbaity.
Ooh, you think they're ready for that?
I think we're ready.
All right. Let's kick it up a notch, shot. Let's make it a little spicy.
Today, I'm a poker because I'm that roulette. It's time to get dicey.
The food that we got is so hot. I might need a cheese slicey.
Ooh. I've been crying because of Arsenal and Declan. But right now, I'm off the ricey. That protein.
These views are going to go up. We can afford all that icy.
Ooh. We be going off the top of our heads. No licey.
We don't sample no one. We don't need that splicey.
Ooh. I love it. Shout out to Splicey.
What's up? Shout out to Splicey. That's most of our careers.
And one time, we're going to give a prayer to all the gods we love, especially the ones in Bandra, Jesus Christy. Christy.
I don't know how I knew you were going to end on that one. He said, especially the ones in Bandra, yeah. Jesus Christy. I am super excited about this episode because I have something I do as a ritual every single night before I go to bed. You know, y'all who follow me on Instagram, I've been on my fitness game. And it's hot girl summer. It's January.
Winter.
It's January.
She's been hard for 90 days.
You work hard in the winter to build your summer body. But what I keep doing as like my little way to feel like I'm still eating junk is I watch a lot of mukbang reels. Mm. It's my passion in life to watch an insane amount of food go into a really, really tiny person and then be like, where did that go? And bro, they be eating like 18 packets of noodles with like 25 chicken wings on the side. I don't know how they do this, but some part of it's gross, some part of it's fascinating, and all of it kind of begins and ends with spicy food.
100%. I think all the crazy ones I've seen also with like Epic Mealtime back in the day. Of course, they add a lot of bacon as well, which is nice, but they put a lot of spice.
Yeah.
Especially, obviously, I love, you do it before bedtime, which is like just serial killer behavior. I don't know how you do that. But I do it while I eat. So like if I'm now, last 6 months, I've been
That's cute. It's like you're on a date with your phone.
I've been all the time. All the time. I'm currently having kombucha because I'm lining up my stomach for what's next. But at the same time, because I've just been strictly protein, good fats, no carbs,
Wait, he has not had a carb in like 5 months.
No, that's a lie. That's a
okay,
lie.
He's not had a lot of carbs in like 5 months.
Yeah, not a lot of carbs. But I've been good. I've been having carbs in a liquid form.
What's that?
Vodka.
Oh. No, no.
I think it's time to introduce the food.
Complete left turn, hard left.
Yeah.
I did want to ask you.
Yeah.
Because so much of mukbang is oriented around extremes, right? Extreme amount of quantity, extreme amount of spice, savory. It's like a lot of meat, a lot of spice, a lot of quantity. How do you handle spice?
I still have an NRI stomach, even though I've been here 10 years.
Okay.
I know you line your stomach up with a lot of bacteria.
Oh, yeah. I love my street food.
As we know, throwback to episode one, bacteria is her best friend. But for me, I've gotten better, and I see some beautiful ones here that you brought over to my house, the truff one.
Oh, yeah.
And I like to be a little naughty and, you know, just invite more. But then as soon as
he says, be a little naughty.
You know, I think it's actually it's a psychological thing. Like if I'm consciously choosing to add spice, it's not spicy.
Mm.
But if suddenly I bite into something or I'm at a restaurant with my friends and it's super spicy and I'm like, oh, where did that come from? And that is the worst.
You should not have said that. I'm going to do roulette with you and not tell you what level of spice these are. But I was going to say that my household, my upbringing was to eat extreme spice.
Yeah.
Like in my family, I don't think we have normal taste buds anymore.
Yeah.
You give us something that's well seasoned at a restaurant. We'll have it plain first. The second that we're done having the first bite, we're like, bring on the hot sauces, the accoutrement. Yeah, I need a little extra in my life. My parents are those types that eat green chilies raw on the side of their food, like a lot of Indian parents.
Yeah.
And I grew up seeing that. And our family favorite cuisine is Sichuan. So Sichuanese spicy is mouth numbing because the peppercorns numb your mouth.
Yeah.
And we, oh my, now I'm salivating.
Which you put me on to.
I did. Well. I put you on to Sichuanese spicy because that's another, like if you have like mala fish, you know, that hot pot, just broth of spice that's like face numbing.
Mm.
We love that. Also, really great food for Chicago in the winter.
Oh,
so it really warms you up. So, big spice fan. This is my preferred challenge. You made me eat banoffee, despite knowing I hate banana on the episode one. So this is my payback. It's my revenge. We're going to get spicy today. A major player in the mukbang game is Samyang noodles.
Samyang?
Bulldog.
Okay.
This guy right here.
Okay.
This guy. If you go on the Bulldog page on their website, they have like a heat-o-meter.
Yeah.
This is the spiciest one that they make.
Wow.
Yeah.
For our audio listeners, we are holding these red cup noodles.
Samyang 2X Spicy Bulldog Hot Chicken Flavor Ramen.
With added sugar. So this is a
that's
cheat.
To cut the heat.
This is a cheat meal, guys.
That's okay. That's the sauce of life.
Okay.
But this is, in my opinion, going to be hotter than most things even I eat.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying this is going to go down easy. For our audio listeners, I have brought my friend Shahrul a slice of American cheese. Why? Because my Korean friends growing up taught me that even they add this as a way to cut heat and add a little umami. So for two reasons, one to help you out and two for flavor.
So I can see there's a really angry chicken on the cover.
She kind of fine though.
And we're gonna put it up for our YouTube audience as well. But there's a chicken with a bomb in her hand because I think that she's wearing a skirt. She's wearing a skirt. And we're not assuming any genders here.
Is that an ankle wrap? Did she injure herself?
Yeah, I think she's
and she got a little
she's sweating.
Injury.
She's sweating as well, and she's angry. And
she just came from a paddle match.
If there's, yeah, she did. If anyone speaks Korean in our in any of our audiences,
안녕하세요.
I don't want to say what I know. I only know swear words in Onyo, but I only know swear words. There's a writing on the top. I want to know what this chicken is saying. So I'll put the thing up on the
Where?
Screen. Right on the top, over
oh,
here.
Oh, on the
she's
top of the lid. Yeah, she's screaming.
She's screaming.
It's probably saying, stop.
This is spicy as hell.
No, it's saying, stop eating my family. All right, guys.
Time to eat.
Time to eat. I'm going to put some of my...
I'm going to go for a wing first because I'm...
Hot water. This is both of our, I think, would be our first fried anything in 2 months. Yeah.
My brain is fried from other things, but I'm eating.
How dare you? My natural presence. For our audio listeners, I am now adding the packet of, I think it's just seaweed, so laver, Rod Laver Stadium.
Sorry. And I am about
Tennis
to
fans.
Try a truffle hot sauce, which I think I've tried with you before.
Yeah,
where is this from?
It's one of our favorites. Truff.
It's from Truff from California, Costa Mesa. So
all right. Okay, here goes nothing. The death sauce. So, Samyang 2X Spicy. I'm going to smell it first because I know it's going to hit my...
For audio
sneaky.
For audio and visual listeners, I'm dabbing like hot ones. Shout out to Sean Evans.
We love hot ones.
Get us on one day.
Bylaw number Sunday. Two. But today we make an exception for weird mouth sounds.
For our audio listeners.
Bro, this is looking spicy. Okay.
Also, it's Sunday morning or no afternoon now. I'm enjoying myself. I played paddle for 3 hours yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So I'm really indulging today. Please continue.
I'm waiting for this to heat up. I'm also going to join you on the wing. I want a flat.
Yeah. Start.
Do you have a preference?
Start with the
music. Do you have a preference between flats and drums?
Drums.
Really? I'm a flats girl. Mm.
You know the technique, right?
I think but I'm going to eat around it today.
Knowing that this is going to make me cry... I was thinking about something that made me cry recently. Mm. The new Squid Game season ended very abruptly. For those who haven't watched it, I'm going to spoil it for you. There's a new season coming out. It's Netflix has already announced it. But I thought the season was fucking amazing. Sorry for my language, but sorry for my Korean. Pardon my Korean. yeah, that ending was just not it. I think they just like decided, oh, we'll split the season in half, call it two seasons, and made people wait. Yeah.
I do not think this is spicy. I just want to go on the record and say this is so mid. I was sold a lie on the Samyang page.
I just took a massive bite.
I also barely used any water to make sure it's fairly dry. It's not spicy, y'all. I'm good.
It's not too bad. My tongue's on.
For our audio listeners, Shah is putting in a slice of American cheese to cut a little bit of the spice America! Off the top. I'm going to finish this whole bowl.
Yeah.
I'm finishing this whole bowl. I already know it.
Okay. Honestly, guys, I'm not the biggest fan of noodles.
I love.
Even though I grew up in Hong Kong, I prefer meaty stuff and seafood. And
you like sandwiches and breads and stuff.
I love bread.
My carb of choice is either noodles or rice.
Yeah, I don't mind rice too, but I'm not the
Asia.
Biggest, yeah, I'm not the biggest rice fan either. It just depends like what. Like sushi, I love.
Mm.
Chicken fried rice.
So back to the topic.
Yeah.
Squid Game was emotional for you. Usually, but not this time, you said.
I cried because it was so good. And I mean, I didn't like tear up, but it made me sad.
You know what's weird? This isn't like a tongue spicy. This is a body heat thing. Like I'm heating up, even though it's not affecting my taste buds. It's weird. Like, I'm getting warm, but whatever. I last cried.
Yeah.
I'm a big crier at rewatches of like things I've loved growing up.
Of course.
Guys, I went to the re-release of Kal Ho Na Ho.
Mm.
And I have cried.
Mahive.
Not for that part. Oh, actually, that's where it all starts.
Yeah.
They trick you with that song. They really are like, it's a party. And then he passes out and has nearly a heart attack. And it's like, cut to no mahive. Mm. Only sadness ve. Only sorrow ve. I was so sad. I have bawled. My mouth is okay. Now it's catching up.
Yeah.
I have bawled
yeah.
so hard.
Ball so hard.
Yeah. And it was not a fun fun experience at the theater for all of us. We were like, I think the whole theater was crying.
Yeah.
Everybody went from like the peak, we're dancing to Mahive, to being like doom doom ch doom doom, 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 doom. True Kal Ho Na Ho fans know that the second version of that song, the sad version, with the bean. That's the instrumental version.
Mm.
I think it's called a Kal Ho Na Ho heartbeat version.
Yeah.
And it's so sad.
Reprise.
Yeah, yeah. It was a lot. And yeah. That movie really gets me because Shah Rukh Khan has a very specific way of dying. First of all, they kill him in like most movies.
Yeah.
And if it's a fight scene, he has this thing where his mouth hangs out and there's blood coming out of it to just be like, that's how much he fought. You know, like it started from Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge, where he gets beat up by her dad's gang.
Oh.
It's been going on for years. And then in this, it's that like sweaty, like, that's literally what he does at the end of Mahive. That's what it is. They really make you cry. And that man just knows how to die. He's on screen.
King of romance and king of dying.
King of death on screen, y'all. It's a lot. So that's the last time I cried. I cried like a little bitch baby. Every time, man.
A recent one called A Man Called Otto.
Okay.
Did you watch that?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. So me and my bro, Anik Khan, when we were working my album 2 years ago, we went for this movie together. It was just us and like a bunch of old people in the theater. And the way we both cried, and you know like men when they cry in the
cinema, how do you all cry?
They go like, oh, I got someone in my eye. Something like that. I mean, I'd be crying in cinema, I'd shift my face. Even, what was the one we watched on your birthday? There was
Rocky Rani?
There was one or two parts in there which had some tears. I'm not going to lie. Okay,
you know, yeah, I will say Rocky Rani did make me cry at that scene where her dad defends his, you know, right to dancing.
Yeah.
And
it's
like a feminist sort of a moment. That was really hard to watch.
Yeah.
Whoa, if we're talking about parents on screen making us cry, the goat that all our parents used to guilt trip us, can you guess?
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
Bhagwan.
That has ruined a generation of children.
My parents have rewatched that movie in front of us so many times just to drill it in. And obviously...
You'll do this?
You'll do this? Same parents, right? Amitabh and Jaya, right?
I think so. I mean, I know it's Amitabh Bachchan. I don't know if it's... Hey Mama, Hey Mama, that's right.
I'll go for one last movie that made me cry.
Okay.
Toy Story 3.
Yo.
That...
If we're going animated...
A lot of hard. Them. A lot
is
of
that
them.
The one with the evil bear?
Yes, in the no. The evil bear. Oh, it. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, the evil bear when they're in the classroom, right? And they're about to get incinerated or something, and they all hold hands together. That's probably the most iconic.
The claw. Scene.
The claw. But yeah, that's another.
If we're going, you know, animated movies. Yeah. Oh my God, now my nose is... Yeah. I feel it.
Yeah.
Finding Nemo, bro.
Yeah.
Talk about parental abandonment. Mm. That one's hard. His little voice, when he gets lost, he goes, Dad? And I'm like, where is Dad? Why did Dad leave him? Yeah. And then when he enters a fish tank for the first time and he's scared because they all look big and tough. Mm. And he's like, you know, he's like a baby.
He's a little baby.
And he already lost his mom.
He's a mommy.
It's that one's hard for me to watch. I get very emotional about that. And then, you know, they have a little comedic break from Dory.
Yeah.
To like make you feel a little better about life. But then Dory has her sad moments and she has parental abandonment issues as well. Like there's a lot going on in Finding Nemo, guys. There's a lot of parent stuff happening.
Since you started going towards the music side and you were talking about songs that I think the spice is getting to me. I'm getting a little spice high from the Bulldog.
Mm-hmm. Same.
One song that always makes me cry. I think it's just because I got to acknowledge Kanye obviously on every episode, but Lost in the World, which starts with
the Bon Iver.
A Bon Iver. I'm up in the woods. I think, you know, one thing is for a musician, like certain melodies will always make you like just evoke certain emotions and like tug on your heartstrings. Chord progressions. But Kanye always has one song on every album that really like does it. And My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy had
an emotional
two
album.
Of those. One of them was Blame Game, even though Blame Game has a lot of comedy to it, a lot of humor to it. But Lost in the World.
Should I do it? Should I drink the Bulldog sauce?
Please don't.
I'm going to.
Please don't. We have to eat more after this. She's ruining my moment here. Lost in the World has made me cry because I'm also
lost in the world. In the world.
And I've been a nomad all my life. I
grew
up in London. Didn't know. I'm getting the spice burps.
You're not at the hiccups yet. It could be worse.
Ruining my moment. I've been lost in the world as an individual, not knowing who I am.
Yeah.
Tell them. My name is Rahul. I'm not a terrorist. I grew up in London, but did not know my culture so well. And when I moved here, I finally started, you know, learning more about my culture properly, other than Bollywood movies at home and Sai Bhaji. Sindhi Mondays.
So you connect with that song
I connect
Kanye.
With that song, but also just as a song that like musically, sonically has so much to it. It's quite an emotional song.
Mine is Streetlights. That makes me so emotional. Nice. That's a very sad song.
Yeah.
Streetlights going, happen to be just like moments passing in front of me. It's such a sad song. Heartless is a sad song, bro. Top crying song for me. I go on Carter Road. I put this on and I look off listlessly into the distance and I go, nay summoning, ये अलग बात है मेरे पास है तू मेरे पास है नहीं सामने फ्रॉम ताल इज द क्राइंग सॉन्ग फॉर मी बिकॉज लुक एट हाउ ब्यूटीफुल द लिरिक्स आर तेरा नाम मैंने लिया है यहाँ मुझे याद तूने किया है वहाँ सो सैड अल्टीमेट लाइक लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस लाइक ओह इट्स अ मोमेंट एंड द थिंग इज ही यूजेस ए आर रहमान ऑब्वियसली द जीनियस uses so many nature elements in that song in the production so that you can hear rain and heavy wind and you're kind of encouraged to walk around on a gloomy day and listen
and
to
feel
that.
Feel it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That was a big crying song for me. I have never played that song without getting a little like, oof, it's heavy. Maybe not tears. Tears are a hard one for me to come by with music. Very easy with like film and television. But I get emotional with Nahi Samne.
With film and television, shows like The OC and One Tree Hill, really special moments and really dark moments. Like for The OC, when Marissa shoots Ryan's brother, that song by Imogen Heap, is amazing. But even when Marissa dies and she gets ran off, I think by her brother again, someone else. I'm getting mixed up. Anyway, she dies and they play Hallelujah, but they play
Not the Jeff Buckley.
I think it was the Jeff Buckley version. But oh my God, like she's like dying and it was a very horribly acted death.
Do you have a top screen death?
Oh.
Think about it.
Oh, I have one.
Ooh, okay.
The last episode of Breaking Bad, when Heisenberg is finally dies and the police are coming to get him. Ooh. And he dies because he's been shot by one of these machine guns or some shit.
What you say?
And there's a top angle of him on the floor in like amongst like all these beakers, like, you know, all these chemistry beakers and stuff. And it's just like a top angle that zooms out. And there's a really iconic song as well. I don't know what it is right now, but that's a favorite on-screen death. Very sad too.
Mine's an animated death. And I know you're going to agree and the whole world agrees. One of the hardest things to watch was Mufasa's death.
I was going to say it. Not Mufasa. His dad.
That's his dad, Mufasa.
Mufasa's the bad guy.
No, that's Scar.
Oh, that's Scar.
Simba's the baby. Mufasa dies. Dead. Scar pushes him. Scar's diabolical push off the cliff of Mufasa, and his son sees it.
Dad.
Another dad. Disney knows how to make those Disney, moments. Man,
Disney,
okay.
Disney caused a lot of...
caused a lot of trauma for children. Like, you daddy this, issues. You see this? You see this? You're doing this to your father. Don't run off. You can be like Nemo. So it's... I think that one cuts deep every time. And I've watched it enough times. All of us have watched Lion King enough times, but we're still all equally affected by that moment.
100%.
How did y'all make an animated movie make us cry for 35 years?
That's why
now.
They had to sprinkle little Timon and Pumbaa in there.
Yeah, they're like, it means no worries. He's like, my father
just died.
Oh, yeah. Cool. We're going to give you a little break. We'll be back.
To continue our spicy episode, we're introducing a new game, Addition That Original.
Hot takes.
Prachi Mashru, our creative producer, is about to explain the rules.
Tell him.
So we're going to give you guys topics and you have a bottle of hot sauce in front of you, and whoever has the more controversial opinion gets to not have hot sauce and the other person
has to.
And deriving inspiration from Hot Ones where they dab, we will be dab. The person who cannot give a hot take and the least controversial hot take will have to dab some noggin.
That's your hot take.
Smoky boot.
The first topic is veganism.
Veganism.
Okay. A lot of opinions about veganism.
I don't think I have beef with any
vegans.
Don't take
that hot sauce, really?
I have a friend, Jay Skilly, who's super vegan and also gluten-free. So I respect him every time I eat with him.
Y'all need to shut up about your moral superiority. I get it. The animals, I completely empathize. I love animals too.
Yeah.
But I was raised non-vegetarian. Mm. It's part of my diet. There's other ways I try to be carbon neutral with my, you know, my output into the ether. But I think what's annoying about vegans is that they just have to tell you every 15 seconds that they're vegan and why. And that judgment thing that like happens when they're like, yeah, you just eat that.
I don't think that's a controversial take, but it's definitely more controversial.
No, I just don't want to hear about it. Okay, yeah. You go on your group chat at home and bitch about me there. Just sitting up opposite me while I eat my wings is not going to do anything but make me want to eat more wings.
Is this vegan? Oh, who?
Also, it's Bhujalokya, so fair. Maybe that's all even I'll do.
Next topic is podcasts.
Podcasts. Okay.
Should everyone have one?
Okay. No. Everyone can have one. Everyone can rent mics and you know, but no one can, you know, do it like us. But I would just say I don't want to hear about your sexual stories and the way your boyfriend
does what he does to you.
Does what he does to you or what you do to him. It's fine. That's your podcast. I'm not going to watch it. But I feel like keep a little mystery for the bedroom.
My official opinion on this is it's 100% for clout. Yeah. And I genuinely don't believe all of you have that much experience. I think it's like shit you read on the internet. Some fucking producer sent that to you right before you shot and was like, oh, yeah, you're talking about this is trending right now. And I'm like, okay. It's like we all have, all people who watch Sex and the City have the sneaking suspicion that has Samantha ever really had sex? Because sometimes she be saying wild stuff and we're like, I don't think she's that experienced. I think she just does it for shock value. I'm doing this out of just...
But also, I'm also a hypocrite because a lot of my songs have really nice sexual innuendos. But make it a little tasteful.
This is really yummy.
Yeah.
It's like ketchup.
Cancel culture.
Cancelled. Cancel those motherfuckers.
Sometimes I do think things are meant to stay out of our ears and eyes. So I'm going to take this. It's not controversial. I think some shit is off limits. It's fine. We can cancel shitty people. If that's mid to you as an opinion, I'm happy to take this. I feel like the world has... It's shit out there. We don't need to make it worse.
I quickly disagree with her. I think a lot of great people have come back from cancel culture and they've been forgiven.
Name five fast. I'm kidding.
Tan Mebat.
Hype around paddle or pickleball.
Let's go.
I'm going to say it right now. Pickleball, no hate to you, but that ball has
that
no...
That sound... That's not a sport.
First of all, you ain't burning no calories with that. You're just... moving your upper body. The legs don't move. Maybe I've never played it, so I don't know. But
as an ex-tennis player, the passion you have.
I'm speaking from the perspective of my knees right now. I'm in pain. I've played a lot of paddle, and that's a sport, okay?
How does it feel to play on soft AstroTurf with four people on the size of a half a tennis court where you basically don't have to run around as much and the ball is slower and deflated?
How much do you burn in an hour of tennis? I want to know.
800 calories.
Okay, so I'm burning 450 calories. It's half, right? Yeah. I'm not. I used to play tennis. I used to play tennis in school. So I'm not saying that. My knees are a little weak right now. Mm. So until I lose more weight, I will get back on the tennis court and
you're gonna eat
smash
this because I'm gonna
you.
Say paddle is baby tennis. It's for weak folk who have no athleticism. Take it.
No athleticism.
Sorry. Y'all really think that's just a workout? And, you know, go to the gym after because you'll still have
I
the energy.
I accept defeat, but I will say this. Lisa is only saying this because she's shit at paddle. That's why.
I don't have to be good at a baby sport.
That's my controversial opinion.
Why am I bad at paddle? Because I don't care about a sport made for babies. I play the real one. It's called tennis.
Raya.
Great for friends. and everyone puts here for friends.
Even if you don't, you're going to be friends.
And the few funny individuals who think they're really cool, they put here for enemies.
I genuinely believe Raya has no use on this planet. I've matched with 300 people across 4 years, met two of them.
Every girl I've met from Raya, every woman I've met from Raya, has turned out to be a friend. Like I think like
How many IG models are you meeting? Because that's all there are. No.
It's also like the online version of Soho House. So,
it's yeah. I'm also going to say my favorite thing about the internet is the advent of IG models who are just like random chicks that hang out in Bali. And they're like, I did one half of a swimwear campaign and now I'm a model. My take on Raya is there is two categories. All the men are like, entrepreneur. And then you click their page and it's like three posts. And then there's a link to their business page and there's nothing on there because it never took off.
My last take on Raya, great goalkeeper.
Four?
Arsenal's goalkeeper's name is Raya. David Raya. I should say
Hinge.
Off the Hinge. I'm starting to like Hinge. I'm not going to lie. I'm starting to like Hinge.
Here's my hot take.
I met some cool people on Hinge. Mm. But my extreme hot take is I stopped going for like the funny like answer to one of their prompts. I just go for the, hey, how's it going? And then when a girl just goes nothing, or like, you know, just like a very like unopen, you know, she's like, why the fuck are you here? Why did you fucking like swipe back or whatever? Like get the fuck out of my get the fuck out of my list then. You know, like, well, like, I hate that.
Hinge has ruined so many of my pseudo relationship situationships. Every time I think I found love, and motherfucker gets like 27 Hinge notifications right in front of me. I'm like, come on,
guys, don't be getting.
We were getting somewhere,
guys.
Y'all are unhinged. Oh wow,
unhinged.
Yeah, I hate Hinge. Hinge is the ops. I cannot with that app.
You know, it's so funny.
Y'all are too out there.
You know how there's like the little green thing saying active today? It's like when you see someone like, oh, they're active today. And I'm like, oh shit, they can see that I've been active today.
Yeah. So many of, okay, then they're, yeah.
Online right now.
While he's on a date with me. Fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Hinge is mid. So this answer is mid. So my dab is mid.
I'm trying to think what's. Oh. I'll tell you why I think Hinge is really.
He's
bad.
Really fighting the off the hot sauce.
Sorry, the we think this person is perfect for you. And it's always there is someone you like. They're like, this is so compatible to you. there won't be anything compatible.
It's like some gremlin who's
who
4'3".
Who do you think you are? The algorithm knows who I like.
No, but that's even funnier. Some gremlin. Some like gremlin-ass 4'3" guy. I'm like, Hinge, what do you think of me? It's like, this is at your level, huh? This is the best you'll do.
So you know how they put the lineup of people you can give roses to? Yeah. Those are all hot. Put the person they match you to, like.
And the person who's giving me roses is a gremlin.
Okay, being your way to number one songs.
Yeah, we're both going to avoid this because we both got strong opinions on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's everywhere in the industry. Nothing's real anymore.
I just spoke to another artist about this. A friend, Arjun from the UK. Arjun Artist.
Yeah.
So he was asking me, like, what do you think about English music in India? And I told him straight, I said, it's great that there is more English music now out there doing well. Mm-hmm. But I don't think a song can go viral today without a bunch of money behind it.
Of course, I agree with you. Unless you're Anuj Jain, that is just no money, actual fans.
And I think Karan Aujla has like...
Yeah. There's like three, four artists.
Opened the door towards having like seven songs in the top 10. Like
Shub.
AP. So many. So
Punjab.
But there, the connection there is Punjabi music and the Punjabi language. So
here's my hot take.
Yeah.
You don't think we noticed that your song was number one for 1 week and then it dropped off to 42, motherfucker?
Not even 42. It
dropped off to 98 in 1 week.
Who are you talking about?
I'm not talking about anybody. I'm just saying we see what y'all are up to. Don't think we notice? It's paid.
I've also seen some of these campaigns from behind, like, and I've, you know, so I know all the techniques of the trend to get it trending or whatever like that. So it's like, it's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad that this is the state of affairs, especially for independent artists out there. So whoever is an independent artist out there putting out music,
well,
it's, it sucks to know that this is the thing. And I also genuinely think that there are these once in a lifetime situations that something will blow up. And even
like that song by that band Aur last year.
Yeah.
What was the song called? Tu Hai.
The one that they got Zayn on also.
Yeah, what's it called? Yeah. Just check that once.
Even a song like Obsessed by Riyar Saab, which got picked up by a Bollywood person, right? Like a Vicky Kaushal. Like, I think even in that terms, like, you never know where your song is going to be featured or heard.
Yeah.
And naturally, if someone of a, you know, of a
certain caliber
or fame does co-sign it, that is virality.
That's legitimate. That's virality. Legitimate. That's fine.
I'm talking about crazy paid campaigns to get every...
Nah, we see through it.
You know what I mean?
And see, this is our pro tip. For artists, we're used to seeing this. As an audience, get sharp to it. I want y'all to start tracking your number ones on Spotify's top 50 and see where that number one is in 2 weeks. If it's nowhere in the top 20, it was paid.
But let me recap. I'm not hating on it.
I'm
not hating on it because it's... If I had the bigger budget to do it, oh, trust me, I will put it way smarter and I will think of a way cooler strategy or whatever. I'm just saying it sucks that that's the state of affairs.
I'm saying I wouldn't do it because I've played to an audience that doesn't know any of the songs. Yeah. Where are you going to go with that? That online campaign that lasted a week, you're going to play to a dead audience that knows two words of something that went viral and maybe didn't even, it was just a paid campaign that disappeared. Well, how are you going to legitimize that at a live show?
To cap it off, I'd say at least make the song is good.
The song is good. Start from there and then see what happens.
Because then I feel like, okay, or there's value behind it. And you as an artist, there's more music to be discovered post that song going viral.
So, shout out to people like Anuv Jain, or all these people who just pop off without even the celebrity cosign, whose songs just work and are legitimately at number one. Good for y'all.
Pineapple on pizza.
Pineapple on pizza is not a very hot take. I think it's delicious. Ham pineapple, true Hawaiian pizza, great.
I'm not going to lie. I also like that shit.
Here's my hot take. You know why we like it? Evolved palates.
It's not that. I remember as a kid in middle school in Moscow, they had it and it's not bad.
Yeah, because your palate's evolved. Yeah. That's why. No, you grew up eating... Here's the thing. I'm going to explain this to you. You grew up eating a lot of flavors.
Yeah.
And you grew up eating salty, sweet, spicy combinations. Yeah. So you're not afraid of the idea that two dissonant tastes can create a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
That comes from an evolved palate.
Hate me for saying that.
Cool. Influencers.
I love money. Yeah. And I like my bills paid.
Mm.
If I gotta be an influencer and make that happen, I'ma make that happen. I'm a pro check kind of girly.
Yeah.
So I don't have any issue with influencers. Make your buck, bro.
I agree. And I will also say I love it when influencers like shoot really nice stuff, good angles, good transitions. No, I'm not gonna hate on them.
I have to many times be one of them. I like influencers. I like being an influencer when the time is nigh.
Yeah.
I love a chick.
Yeah.
Friends asking for free tickets for concerts.
Y'all, do I come to your job and say, hey, can you do my accounting for free? No.
Do I ask for a free Netflix subscription?
Prashant Iyer.
Prashant Iyer. Do I ask for...
Do I ask for a free premium membership on Bumble?
Elixir Nahar.
How y'all gonna come to our show and be like... So what I do is if I'm going to a friend's show and they do comps, I buy a ticket anyways. Yeah. If I can give it to somebody so the space fills up, I give it away. If I can, at least I paid the fee. I did this at Sumuki's show. She had seats reserved for all her friends, but I bought the ticket because I am an artist and that's what we should all do. There's a reason they're called starving artists. Don't make them starve more.
Yeah. Okay, clearly we're not starving, but I think...
I feel like this looks like we're starving.
I'll make it even more controversial. I just dropped some merch. I've not dropped the merch yet, but everyone who keeps asking me for merch, I've been saying no. I'm just like, nope.
That's what I did, Prachi.
No.
I bought your merch.
I buy merch because I want people to buy my merch. And the amount of people that have said, Where's mine? Where's mine? But what about mine? Senna.
You know,
we're not sending mine.
I'm piggybacking. My hot take about this is PR kits have ruined us. Yeah. They've spoiled us into thinking that everything comes for free with a t-shirt and a tote bag and a water bottle. And I'm like, y'all thirsty beyond a water bottle. Buy your shit.
I hate PR packages. I'm sorry
for this. New hot take.
Sorry, Prachi. But you know what happens sometimes? Something comes home. I'm like, why is this here now? There's a famous Kanye quote of he woke up on a plane and there was a water bottle. He's like, oh shit, now I'm responsible for this water bottle. That's how I feel when a PR package. Oh no, now I gotta post this. What if my aesthetic, the aesthetic of my Instagram doesn't match this product, right?
I like PR goods, but I like to be asked if I want it.
I only like PR goods if it comes from this.
I like PR goods, but I don't need to get them for free. I'd rather buy the girls t-shirt.
Woo!
Both of you don't need to take the hot sauce.
Honestly, the winner in this round is Prachi.
Streetwear culture.
What?
Streetwear culture.
Dead. End it. I'm good. I gave this hot take at the Agio Lux weekend that just happened. They asked me what's my ins and outs, and I said streetwear is out. End it. You know what it is? No, but here's the thing. If it is your legitimate personality, I have always been a tomboy. I've always worn t-shirts, jerseys, baggy jeans, hats. That's my aesthetic. It's so awkward to me to see people try to pull off streetwear on a red carpet or on stage when it's clearly not what they wear because it wears them.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I just feel like it was a fad. We can move on.
Last one I will say for that. I love the whole thrift culture that's on Instagram of just young people, you know, thrifting. But as soon as a corporation or any company tries to start thrifting and they don't know how to set up a company properly or whatever, stay away from that shit. Like, there's no love in it. So let the kids do it. And throughout the last 4 years, especially during lockdown, the amount I thrifted online, and I used to get so many t-shirts, so many shirts. I used to get like Tumi fanny packs for like 2K and stuff like that. And I still give to a lot of young guys, but let the kids and let individuals.
But
do
you're still like streetwear is okay.
Streetwear is great, but this is also part of the streetwear culture, right? Thrifting is also part of the streetwear culture, and I would say. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I feel like streetwear bordering athleisure, I'm over it. I'm over that whole look. I think we did it to death. Yeah. And I also feel like it's a weird like misfit for a lot of people. Like if you come from hip hop or you come from street culture, that makes sense.
Hip hop.
But like, you know, you can't be singing a Bollywood ballad and then end up on stage wearing like streetwear and ask me to believe it's real. Yeah, I'm going to be like, okay, Cap.
I think Shah has to take that one. I like Lisa's opinion.
I said...
Girls!
Jerseys as like day-to-day.
Day-to-day wear?
Jersey girl.
I've never wore a jersey in my
life. We've never worn jerseys for 3 episodes out of the 6 we've made.
just to also, if you've not noticed, the song was... This episode was about crying.
Things that make you cry.
I was crying last night. We drew to Villa. And looks like we're officially out of the title race.
Yeah.
So, and you guys have not...
We've never won anything since Jordan, let's be real. So, we're perpetually crying, always waiting. It's so, like being a United fan.
Recent times. But,
same with the Bulls in recent times.
I think it's the same way when I see someone wearing a band t-shirt, like a Metallica t-shirt. Name 3 songs, you know? Name 5 songs.
I have a Guns N' Roses t-shirt that I really love. Never heard a single song. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so I think it's the same
way. Am I the problem?
At least rep your jersey. And I'll give... I thought you were going to ask me, like, what's a jersey of a team... Like, what's a team you hate and if you like their jersey or not? So I really like the Y3 Real Madrid shirts. Those are really nice. But I mean, I'm very loyal to my team.
I know I literally just dissed them, but United has some good gear.
No, they don't.
You're so
fuck
ready
United.
With that.
Sorry.
I think they're fine.
What the fuck is Tezos like?
I think Liverpool has good stuff too. No. I don't know. I think, Liverpool jerseys are cute. They're for the girls.
Name 5 Arsenal players. Name 5 Liverpool players.
I don't know any Liverpool. Exactly. I said that. Is it one of them? Oh God, he made a whoop strap. That's the only reason I know. He's like a defender. He's really big there. Virgil something?
Virgil Van Dyke.
Hey, I got Virgil. That's because of whoop.
Big whoop. I'm going to have to get Lisa to have the hot sauce.
Okay, if you guys can see, this is a double-coated spoon because my spice tolerance is higher. So I feel like...
Do it exactly how one of these podcast girlies do it. Yeah. There you do. There you go. There's that. That's the real cut right there.
Addition that, viewers and listeners, it is 2025. We need y'all to
subscribe, like, share, comment, and let us know what would you like us to eat next.
And what you would like us to talk about.
Yes. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Spotify, of course, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and
everything else on the internet where we exist.
Love you guys.